We need success habits because you know that success habits boost productivity to reach our highest potential. And kicking off your morning the right way will put you in the right headspace so you can reach your goal. In this episode, I am sharing success habits I strongly disagree, what has worked for me, and how to choose the right morning routine and success habits for you. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm, as always, excited you are here taking the time for your personal development and success in your online business. Recently, I came across an article from Jennifer Cohen in Forbes, where she is sharing her 9 success habits. There was a time where I was longing and being in search of what do successful people do and how can I implement this in my life to become successful myself. And I would have tried to copy it, no matter if it aligns with my values or perhaps my lifestyle, and wondering what's wrong with me or am I doing something wrong that these habits are not the habits that I can implement in my life. So now, a couple of years into business, I have discovered my own, and I want to share 9 success habits that have been shared in this article, telling you why I disagree and share with you what has helped me to get up every day, feel motivated and good about myself and everything I do and reach my goals. So you probably know that building a business or building your own business is going to be your biggest self-development journey you ever will be on. The moment you decide to start and build your own online business, you will suddenly experience limiting beliefs, things that you have never felt, thought, and experienced before. Emotions, doubt, how I'm supposed to do this. All these thoughts will suddenly come upon you and it will be a moment of, oh, am I really doing this? Am I meant for this? Can I do this? And I want you to know, yes, you can. These thoughts are normal. We are all human beings. We are all experiencing them on different levels. And I want to share with you that honestly, they will never really disappear. We cannot control fear. We can simply not take away fear from our being because it is something essential that our brain just does to keep us safe. And we would just jump off cliffs without thinking if we wouldn't experience fear. All right. So whenever you are scared of making a move, just know that this is normal. You will have tools ready and develop them as you go, where you can quicker and with more ease overcome these fears, limiting beliefs and doubts the moment they appear. It is practice and we all started somewhere. Don't worry about it. But we need habits. We need to change our habits if we want to become successful in our businesses. Why is that? So first of all, you know that habits boost productivity, right? Getting up in the morning And kicking off your morning the right way will just bring you in a headspace, in a position that you can reach your daily goals. And this is even more important when you're starting, you're building your own business. Why is that? Simply because there is nobody there, no boss, there is no manager, there is nobody telling you what to do, how to do it, unless you have someone teaching you how to do things, and to do it at all. Nobody cares if you stay in bed every morning. Nobody cares if you set a goal and don't reach it. This is all up to you, my friend. And it is so important to create habits that help you reach these goals no matter what. Because I am not a fan of high vibe every day, all day. Not because it wouldn't be a great state to be in. It is simply because it is not sustainable and impossible for a human being to maintain a high vibe all day, every day. So we need habits that set us up for the day and that we can rely on every single day and to come back to when we need them. So let's dive in. Jennifer Cohen shared her first habit, or what she would suggest doing in the morning, is to lay in bed for at least 10 minutes before jumping out. So I do see the value here. It is simply to reach the awakening state, right? It takes a while till we open up our eyes, till we see what's happening around us. But here are two things. And this is very personal. And I want you to see whether this is applicable to you or not. The moment I wake up, and even probably a little bit earlier before I wake up, I need to visit the toilet. My bladder is not going to make it, or is not giving me a good time laying 10 minutes in bed. So I need to get up as soon as possible. That's just me. And forcing not to do it, it's just not comfortable. I would not enjoy that. This is also, by the way, what keeps me most of the time from hitting the snooze button. Hitting the snooze button is the worst thing you can do in the morning for many reasons. And the most important reason is that a full sleeping cycle is 90 minutes. Every time you fall asleep and you get woken up by your alarm 5 minutes after, you are interrupting a sleep cycle, and this will make you feel groggy and even more tired. We've all been there. You probably know how that feels when you wake up at 5:30 and actually feel rested and be like, wow, I could get out of bed, but we don't because our alarm is ringing at 4:45. The second time you wake up and your alarm is actually ringing, you feel like a tractor rolled over you. And this is the reason, because you are dealing with an interrupted sleeping cycle. All right. So for me personally, I'm not laying 10 minutes in bed. All I want is get out and go to the bathroom, grab a glass of water. Success habit number two mentioned in the article was get direct sunlight as soon as possible. Yes, please. Open up that curtain, open up that door, open up that window. If you have a balcony, go outside. Honestly, no matter if it's winter, summer, spring, and fall, this helps you waking up quicker, and it synchronizes the sleeping wake circle. Vitamin D never harms. And what this helps us avoiding, or what it does with me, is I have something to watch. The moment I wake up and I open up the window, or I go outside to sit on my balcony, there is so much going on, and I am distracted from this very bad habit of grabbing your phone and exposing your eyes, your brain, and your entire being in this half awakened state with blue light. Plus, it does give you the chance, or it is the ultimate chance, to start with comparison and answering messages and checking likes and comments from the moment you wake up. this is not how you want to start the day. Success habit number three, make your bed. I know what you're now gonna think of me, but I am not making my bed. I just couldn't care less. I know where this habit comes from. I know there is a book that exists that's actually called Make Your Bed, but I'm not doing that for many reasons. I live in the Caribbean. Like, we sweat a lot at night. It's just so freaking hot here. And I want my bed to vent. I want the windows and doors open, and I want the wind to just blow through and just blow away everything from the night. In the meantime, I've been to the bathroom. I have made my coffee. I'm sitting on the balcony, soaking up the sun. And for a reason, I just couldn't care less going back to that room and make my bed. Because throughout the day, the door to my bedroom is closed. I have no business to do there. And the next time I open up that door is when I go to sleep. I don't care whether my blanket is made or not, because there is not much laying on it, because, you know, it's warm. We don't have thick blankets. I don't have those covers. I don't have decoration pillows on my bed. So I have no need to make my bed. And it's not even bothering me throughout the day because I don't see it. And the moment I go again to bed, it's already there for me. I've got nothing to do. All right. So now many people would disagree with that, because the reason why we should make our bed, and you will see now in a moment why it doesn't matter, is because no matter what small habit you accomplish right in the morning will help you set yourself up for success during the day. All right. So now, could be the smallest habit of accomplishment can be making your bed. For me, it's getting out of bed. Every single morning, I'm cheering for myself that I have made it out of bed, 5:30, 6 o'clock, starting my day. Get moving no matter what. Success habit number four. Yes, I do agree with movement in general, but not in the morning, unless I have a day of training planned. I am always in training for something, right? Or I've set myself challenges to accomplish something. Currently, it is the preparation for the half marathon, end of November, here in Curaçao on the island where I live. It's not going too well because we are not quite settled in here yet. There is still so many things to do. We have all the time visitors. It's so hard to keep up with the training schedule. However, if there is no training plan for me, I don't feel like going for a walk in this heat. I do some stretching every now and then because I have a very sensitive back, and sitting is not good for me if I have to sit a lot throughout the day, but I'm not taking the time to go for a walk in the morning. I personally find it a waste of time. It gets me out of my morning routine, and I prefer to go later in the day. In the evening, we are sharing walks with my partner, or I just, instead of taking the car and going to meet our friends, I would walk there. And other than that, I'm going to the gym and running on a regular basis. So don't stress. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful if you don't have the time to go for a 20-minute walk every morning. Success habit number five is keep a glass of water on your nightstand. I mean, sometimes I too get thirsty at night, but I don't mind getting up and getting myself a glass of water. Secondly, if you have listened in the beginning, every time I wake up at night, I also need to go to the bathroom. So I need to get up anyways. I prefer not gathering glasses in my bathroom because I am a gatherer. As I said, I close that door after I've done my business in my bedroom and I don't open it till the next evening. And sometimes this glass will be just standing there. As well, having a sip of water before getting out of bed in the morning is for me just impossible because my bladder is screaming and that doesn't give me the chance to drink water. So I would need to walk first to the bathroom and then drink my glass of water. I agree with drinking water the moment you wake up. Needing that glass on your nightstand, I don't know, not for me. integrate mindfulness practice. This is something that I have been neglecting for a long time. Since I started my business and since for the second time, and since I am literally working day in, day out, relying on my own motivation, I do practice mindfulness. And whatever that is for you, all right? I do breath work every now and then, depending on how much time I have and how I feel. I really tune in and give myself the allowance to choose what is it that you need right here, right now. And what it is most of the time in the morning is to get rid of those thoughts that are circling in my mind. We have, as human beings, we have a tendency, the moment we wake up, to think about our to-do list, to think about what we need to do throughout the day, the work we need to do, the people we need to call, the groceries we need to do, the chores we need to do in our house, doing laundry, whatever that is, right? And we tend to jump on that train of mentally going through our task list from the moment we wake up. And I'm trying to avoid it simply because I know and I can trust myself, my day is planned. I exactly know what I will be doing. And there is no reason to think that and overthink that just simply, you know, before I'm starting, because it's a waste of time and it keeps my brain unnecessarily busy. So I personally want to get rid of any thought, positive or negative, just to clear my mind. And I have developed my own journaling questions that I am answering and actively writing every morning that I call Journal Your Way to Success, because this is something that helps me tune in with myself. That is something that helps me ask myself and being honest, how are you feeling today? Most of the people will be answering, fine, I'm okay. And then I would be asking myself once more, how are you really feeling this morning? Am I anxious? Am I nervous about something I have to do? Am I tired because I didn't sleep well enough or just not enough? What do I feel? And I am acknowledging every single feeling, whether it's high vibe or low vibe, whatever it is, I'm acknowledging it, because this is what I feel right now. And the moment I allow my feelings to expand, to be there in no state of denial, and write them down, they become easier. The emotions ease, if not even disappear. The journal you can have for free in the show notes. Download and try it for yourself. Give it a chance and journal your way to success. Success habit number 7. Eat breakfast in the morning. I can recall that in this article, it was phrased different, but it comes down to have breakfast in the morning. So again, generally, I am an ambassador of nutrition, healthy food, staying hydrated. As a former athlete and doing sports all the time, and really also having noticed over the years how important it is to eat and keep yourself strong and healthy and well nourished is so important. And it plays a big role on how you think. It has a direct effect on your brain, on your creativity, and how you feel overall. So I am a big fan and ambassador of well eating and healthy food, but I have never managed to get breakfast down before I was leaving the house back in my corporate life, not even when I was going to school as a child. So I had really struggled until today to get food down. If I'm not awake yet, or I don't know what that is in my body that doesn't allow me to eat food, I'm literally disgusted. I am disgusted by my own very favorite porridge if you force me to eat it right after I wake up. And even half an hour after waking up or an hour is sometimes not enough. So I have never explored this because I just allow myself, I do hydrate, I have my water, and the moment I'm awake, I do have a cup of coffee. And by that time, I might have worked already an hour or two, and this is when I feel ready to eat. And then I go for it. I create for myself that healthy breakfast that everyone is preaching to be well nourished for the day. This has been working for me since forever. Probably every nutrition coach would be screaming now. I'm sorry, guys, but this is just what works for me. And I don't bother changing that. Success habit number eight, lay out your clothing the night before. Yes and no. What I do when I know that I have to go out to go for a run early morning, again in the Caribbean, it's just so extremely warm. And the earlier I go out of the house, the better I feel about running outside, because the moment the sun is high up, and this is already like 7:30 a.m., it becomes difficult. And with being out there training in this extreme heat in the morning, especially in the summer months, I know that I'm just not doing myself any good, because then recovery becomes longer, more difficult. I just feel more exhausted throughout the day. So this is where I put my clothes ready in the morning, just simply to not to wake up my boyfriend if he's sleeping, and secondly, to have it just there and not to bail out, in case I don't feel like going. Because honestly, 5 a.m., I don't feel like going running, but I sometimes just have to do it because otherwise I will not get to it. When it comes to preparing clothing for my work in the office, well, I do agree that knowing what you're gonna wear and to set yourself up for success by wearing good clothes, and especially when you have to do difficult things, this is a game changer, my friend. Dress up for success, no doubt. But there are moments where I wake up, I do my morning routine, I've been drinking my water, I made my coffee, I've been sitting outside, looking at the sun, looking at the surrounding, enjoying the bird sing in the morning, right? Giving myself time to wake up, to put myself in a space that is really setting me up for success. Have done my journaling, and then I'm still like in my house sleeping kind of clothes, and I have no appointments, and I feel the urge of creation. This is happening sometimes to me that I have and brilliant ideas, something I have been sitting on already for so long and I just couldn't find a solution, and then suddenly hits. I have a super creative idea about a newsletter, to write that copy, to write down and create a post, right? As in written. And then I would just ignore the whole fact of dressing up and go here with your intuition. If you have the privilege already to be at home and working from home, or even if it's on weekends, go with your intuition and ask yourself, what do I need right now? Because when these creative sparks are hitting, it is so crucial to take them as they come. And I won't be doing this to myself and saying, you know what? Hold on, creativity. First, I'm going to do my hair, put on my makeup, choose my clothes, blah, 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 because then you lose it. And it's sometimes so liberating and empowering to work with this force of fresh motivation and creativity. Try it out. If you have it, just grab that notebook. Do whatever it needs that your brain is right now giving you. It's a blessing, my friends, because often I know when we are stressed because life is happening, we have so many things on our plate, and creativity doesn't come easy. And when it comes, honor it, okay? Go for it. So this is the moment where I go to my office, and if I'm not already sitting there journaling, I will be, just moving to my chair in my sleeping clothes and work that 1 or 2 hours before I then later go take a shower and move on with my day. But in that time, I guarantee you, I have accomplished a lot. And number nine in this article is keep your essentials in a designed place. Yes, I'm not leaving the house in the morning. This is something I never wanted in corporate life. I always felt like, why is somebody forcing me to get out of the comfort of my own home if I perform here the best? I am highly sensitive. I don't need hustle and bustle in the morning. I barely can handle it. And being at home and working from the comfort of my own home, my own designed office, is a blessing. I am enjoying this so much. And so I don't really have to have a designed place for having my things there, like my purse or my credit cards, my whatever. It's everything here laying on my desk. I might agree a little bit with this because my partner and me have this problem of putting our keys everywhere when we are leaving the house. It's always the same search for car key, house key, gate key, whatever they are. But honestly, it's not a biggie, and it does not influence my success throughout the day. So these were the nine, and I've got one more that is really helping me next to journaling that I have just implemented every single day. I do it on even on my weekends, right? Because I have the choice how I want to feel. And if there are plans that I can clearly not reach throughout the day because I have asked myself and I have answered to myself honestly with the question how I feel and how I really feel, I have the ability to adjust my day so I can set a new realistic goal, reach it, and feel good about it. There are more questions for you to journal, so I am inviting you, head over to the show notes and download your free Journal Your Way to Success questions. You won't regret. And then there is another habit that I have implemented over time. This was not so easy because I have suddenly experienced fear of missing out. And I'm speaking here of prioritizing sleep. Yes, because when we don't sleep, when we are tired, when we are exhausted and constantly on a longer stretch, just don't get the sleep we need. It is so incredibly difficult to stay in a good headspace, to be creative, and to do hard things. Doing hard things is so much easier when you are rested, my friends. And even if this sounds impossible for you right here, right now, to prioritize sleep, give it a chance. Start slow. What has helped me in first place is to clarify for myself what keeps me from going to bed early. And these were definitely things back in the days, like freaking house chores, all right? And what I noticed, because I was going down the rabbit hole, I wanted to know why do I need to have folded my laundry before I go to bed? Like, if you remember, I don't make my bed in the morning, so I don't mind not having things in perfect order, right? But I just put on chores on top of my task list before I go to bed that I needed to accomplish. In fact, it was a matter of wanting to have control over everything, not allowing my partner to do it because I don't like how he folds clothes. So better I do it instead of asking for help. While he was enjoying his evening, I was folding clothes. And I realized the more I let go of control and create my support system around me and ask for help and support in those simple, silly things like house chores that we unfortunately all have to do every now and then, it just allowed me to go to bed, even if it was half an hour earlier. And start with that. Eliminate unnecessary things. Let them be done by somebody else, even if they are not done perfect. This is one thing I can suggest doing. The other thing is sometimes people say that, they can't sleep early. Whatever early means for you. Like, I'm going to bed at 9 p.m. if we're not out for dinner and meeting up with friends, because it just gets so early dark here. If it's pitch dark at 6 p.m., by 9 p.m., for me, it feels like it's in the middle of the night. So I choose to go to bed, to read something, to calm down, to put that phone away, and just set myself up for a good night's sleep. So there was a time where I personally didn't allow myself to go to bed early because I thought I still have to do something. It's not cool to go to bed early. We still need to watch TV. Like, I was never a fan of watching TV, but sometimes I really forced, like, it was a societal unspoken agreement that we watch TV in the evening. Like, no, why can't I just go to bed whenever I feel like doing so? So try to sit with that and try to get there little by little, step by step. And it doesn't mean that every night is going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you will sleep like a little baby every night. No, but if you start prioritizing sleep, it will benefit you, your success journey. It will benefit you reaching your goals. It will benefit your productivity and your all-over health, which is so important, my friends. If you want to run a business, it is depending on you, and you deserve to be in a good space to feel good about yourself and to enjoy your business building journey. I believe in you 1,000% that you can achieve anything you want. And before you go, I placed a link in the show notes for you where you can easily leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you enjoy listening to this show, leave a review so we can spread the word and make sure that this show is reaching more people.